My name is Muriel Booth. I was born in Northfield, Birmingham. My mother's name was Edith Mary Singles, and she was married to my father, who was William Moores. So Moores was our family name. And my dad was a bootmaker, and my mother was a secretary.
And where did you grow up then?
Well, I grew up to about the age of 8 in Northfield. And after that, we moved to London, and we lived at Palmer's Green.
And did your dad do the same job in London?
He did the same job, but he had to work for somebody else. He wasn't working for himself. I think, actually, my dad wasn't a very good businessman. That was why my mother wanted to move, because he owed money.
It must have been quite exciting for a girl to move to London at the age of 8.
I don't know, really. I've always taken things in my stride. My brother came as well. I had a brother who was 4 years older than me. But my mother was one of those people that took you places. I mean, Madame Tussauds. And we'd go to the cinema to see films like Bambi. We'd go to the theatre, go to the ballet. I won't say we went often, but we went.
This is in the days before television, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how come you ended up in Woodlesford?
Well, I met Harold in the Isle of Man. I didn't realise the motorcycle things were on, but that's where I met him. And then he came down to London for the radio show, and I met him again, and then I came up here, and then we got married. We lived on Holmesley Lane in a flat in that big block. 89, I think, was the number. You know where the little roundabout is? There's a big square stone block, grey, and we lived in the right-hand bottom flat.
Tell me more about Harold, then.
Well, my husband worked all his life for Norman Ellis after he took the shop over during the war. And he used to repair televisions and radio, and I think white goods they used to do. But that really was his life, you know.
Tell me what you know about how Norman Ellis came to have the shop.
Well, I don't really know that. I only know that he obviously wanted to get out of the pit, and perhaps he was interested in radio, etc. So he started this business, which he obviously couldn't do full-time while he was still at the pit. That's why Harold used to go and open up when he came home from school.
And where was the shop to start with?
In that little stone building. It was next to the shop that sold fireplaces at the time, Asquith's, on Midland Street, at the bottom of Midland Street, just above the pub.
So how come Harold got involved during the war?
Well, because Uncle Norman went in the Air Force, and Harold was already opening up after school, and then he took it over.
And so it was Harold's responsibility then during the war when Norman was away, is that how?
Well, yes. I mean, he was that sort of a man, was my husband. He took things the opposite to lightly. You know, if he took on a job, he worked it out before he did it, you know. He was good at what he did.
What did Harold do in the shop then? Did he actually repair things?
Well, yes, he repaired things, and he went out into people's houses to repair things, you know, televisions and what have you. And I mean, people would ring up on a Christmas day when we were married till I think we took the phone number out of the book so that he didn't have to go out at Christmas.
Can you remember the kinds of things that you sold in the shop? Tell me about the brands, the names of the things. What can you remember about the things?
Oh, dear. Ferguson. Oh, now you're asking me.
Bush, Ferguson.
Yes, probably Bush. They were all well-known names. We ended up selling Toshiba, I remember that. But that was later.
How did you get involved with the shop, then?
Well, because when I came here, I didn't get a job in Leeds as I wanted to do. I wanted a secretarial job. And for some reason I went to an agency and they didn't seem to be very good at finding me a job. I should have got my own job, and I didn't. So Harold said, well, come and work in the shop. So that's what I did, 2.5 days a week.
And how long did you stay there?
Well, all my married life. Except that from 1974 to 1978, I got a job down at the container base. I saw it advertised for 2.5 days, and I went down and I got the job, and I was there for 4 years. So I was earning more money, which is what I wanted.
Tell me more about the shop. What? How did it work, Norman Ellis's shop? Did he just sell televisions, or did he rent them as well?
Oh, he rented them. He rented them, he sold them, he repaired them. We tended to look after our own customers, you know, and some of these big firms, like Currys are now, we wouldn't really entertain them. We didn't approve of them.
So it was a personal service?
It was a personal service, like Foxes is, I suppose, down at Rothwell. Because they are mates of ours, you know, we're all mates together.
Why was it important to have that kind of personal connection for your customers?
I don't know. I suppose it was a sort of loyalty. When you get people like Currys, and I think at the time Isherwood's was another one, they're not so bothered how they look after their customers as we did.
How often would people change their televisions if they were renting them?
Oh, they'd go on for ages renting them. I have to laugh at Harold because when he was got dementia and he went into Morrison's, I think, and somebody behind him said, oh, he says, I've still got that television. He said, it's been a right good one. I've had it 20 years or something. That's what Harold said. I don't know how true it was. That was Harold telling a tale.
Did they still look after radios when you first went there?
Oh, yes, yes. They still looked after radios when we left, really. Not so much, but we did.
There used to be a cable thing for the radio in Rothwell and Woodensford.
What
can you remember about that?
Well, I remember the chap that used to run it. It was a firm that I think... I'm not sure the companies. There was our company, there was Foxes, and I think Gibson's, because there was Gibson's then. And they ran this firm, and the chap looked after... But I don't know what it did quite. It was all round the village.
But you didn't have anything to do with that at the shop?
Well, no, only to talk to the chap who ran it for us.
What I'm getting at is, did people come to your shop to change the batteries for those receivers?
When we were in that little old shop, I mean, I never saw it, but I know that Harold used to change the accumulators.
What was it like working in Norman Ellis's shop?
It was all right, but I wasn't a counter person. I ended up doing the books, and that suited me, you know. But I wasn't a shop person, and I forgot people's names. I remember Mrs. Walsh. I could never remember her name. And she used to get ever so cross. She'd come to pay her rental, you know. Oh, dear.